Although they own a dairy farm and milk 200 cows, Mike Gingrich and Dan Patenaude really don't farm at all like their neighbors. They're grass farmers and herders. Their cows feed themselves on well-managed, systematically rotated pastures of flavorful summer grass, on farmland that does not know the plow or soil erosion. So fresh is their grass that their cows convert it into milk that is unusually rich in essential dairy flavors, as Mike explains.
This rotational grazing was a way that we preferred to run a dairy. We liked it for a lot of different reasons. I mean, it's easier on the soil, it's easier on the animals, and easier on the farmer, I think, too. All of our work land is pasture land. We graze our cows all summer long, so they're eating a live plant. That is unusual. Pasture-produced milk is sort of like going back in time. You know, 100 years ago and earlier, all milk was pasture-produced.
As traditional dairy farmers, Mike and Dan's labors had been both anonymous and poorly compensated. Their milk was combined with that of hundreds of other farmers and processed into a standardized, personality-free product. But on the way to proving that herding could be economically viable, they learned that this method of farming they had chosen also made a real difference in the richness and flavor of their milk.
I had always heard from old-time cheesemakers that the best milk for making cheese was the June milk when the cows were on that new pasture. And that's the ideal stage for both nutrition for the cow and the flavor development of cheeses, coincidentally. That's why dairy products from New Zealand will have a stronger dairy flavor because their national milk supply is grass-based. Whereas in the United States, our national milk supply is stored feeds predominantly, and they're much milder. They don't have these dairy flavors.
Because of their system of rotational grazing that allows them to move the cows from pasture to pasture, the cows are regularly introduced to new and flavorful grass. That means that they have that strong-tasting June-like milk from late spring through October. Finding a way to get that milk with its unique qualities directly into the mouths of consumers was the next step for Mike and Dan. They decided that making their own cheese was the answer. So Mike got his state cheesemaker's license, apprenticed in a small roadside cheese factory, and became a farmstead cheesemaker.
A farmstead cheese comes from the milk from a single farm. The potential of a farmstead cheese is that it will have new and different and interesting flavors that are unachievable in a production cheese. And that's because the cheesemaker is the same person that milks the animals. Because we use only our milk and we manage our cows so differently than the typical farm, we really get a substantially different milk. And then, of course, the cheese that we make is only from that milk.
To make a cheese worthy of their milk, Mike chose a French Alpine cheese called Beaufort as his model, because it, too, is made from the milk of grass-fed cows that gives it a pronounced but subtle earthy flavor and color. Pleasant Ridge Reserve cheese, like its French cousin, is cave-aged and turned by hand at least 50 times. And like its French cousin, it has something lacking in mass-produced cheese. It has terroir, the flavor of a particular place and the character of the people who make it. Apparently, there is a place for terroir in America. Last year, Pleasant Ridge Reserve was awarded the Best in Show by the American Cheese Society. This year, Mike and Dan will sell 2,000 10-pound wheels of their cheese to top-scale restaurants, gourmet cheese retailers, and on their website, at prices many times what they would get if they just waved goodbye to their milk at their farm gate. And happily for cheese lovers, Mike and Dan, like a handful of other Great Lakes State's farmstead cheesemakers, have found a way to package some of the splendor from their grass. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Ed Janis.